This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The Hamas-run Gaza Strip's health ministry said Wednesday the death toll from the war with Israel now tops 21,000 people, with a spokesman reporting 195 deaths over 24 hours. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
Israeli forces bombarded Palestinian refugee camps in central Gaza and issued orders telling residents to evacuate the area Tuesday, signs that the military plans to expand its ground offensive into another section of the besieged territory. Gaza's main telecom provider, Paltel, announced another complete interruption of services. The opening of a potential new battle zone threatens to bring new destruction and displacement in a war that Israel has said will last for months. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered the country's military sector to accelerate preparations for war because of what he says are unprecedented confrontational moves by the United States. Kim's comments come during a key political meeting reported by state media, indicated once again that North Korea will likely continue weapons tests to modernize its nuclear arsenal. But observers say Kim likely hopes to eventually use his boosted arsenal as leverage in diplomacy with Washington, possibly after the U.S. presidential election next November. Russia has fired almost 50 Iranian-made drones at targets in Ukraine and shelled a train station where more than 100 civilians were gathered to evacuate. Ukrainian officials said Wednesday that the barrage has killed at least six people and knocked out power in most of the southern city of Kherson. The aerial barrage came a day after Ukrainian warplanes damaged a Russian ship moored in the Black Sea off Crimea as both sides struggled to make much progress along the front lines of the 22-month war. This is VOA News. Prosecutors want to keep former U.S. President Donald Trump from injecting politics into his federal election interference trial, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Special counsel Jack Smith's office is asking a judge to bar Trump's lawyers from raising what they call irrelevant political issues or arguments in front of the jury, including that the prosecution is vindictive and selective or was coordinated by President Biden. The motion to preclude Trump from introducing broad categories of arguments is a way for prosecutors to try to set parameters on what information they believe the jury should or should not hear when the case reaches trial. It was filed as the case is effectively on hold during an appeal of the former president's claims that he's immune from prosecution for acts taken while in the White House. I'm Julie Walker.
Sweden has moved one step closer to NATO membership as Turkey's parliamentary committee gives approval after a year of delays. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Turkish Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee voted in favor of allowing Sweden to join the Western Military Alliance. Sweden's accession protocol will now need to be approved in the Turkish Parliament's General Assembly for the last stage of the legislative process in Turkey. Turkey is a NATO member and has delayed Sweden's entry into NATO for being too lenient towards certain groups that the government regards as a threat to the nation's security. Sweden has since taken steps to meet Turkish demands, including lifting restrictions on defense industry sales and amending anti-terrorism laws. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. comedian Tom Smothers, one half of the Smothers Brothers comedy team, has died at the age of 86 after a battle with cancer. He and his brother Dick hosted a controversial and groundbreaking television variety show in the late 1960s. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
What are you doing?
That was backwards.
Tom Smothers was the goofy one, his brother Dick more serious, as they performed comedy skits and sang beautiful harmonies on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour in the late 60s. The show was controversial as the pair took on politicians and railed against the Vietnam War, butting heads with network censors until CBS suddenly canceled the show in 1970. Dick Smothers says he's just devastated that his older brother's gone. Tom Smothers had married several times and had three children. One died before him. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Richard Green for VOA News.